All right, hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are going to pick up the Tesla Model 3. So super excited, and we're almost there to Chicago. We are going to pick up a Tesla in a Tesla. We are in editor Jossum's Model Y. Say hey, Jossum.
What's going on, world?
And yeah, we're almost to Highland Park, so we're just going to do a walkthrough of kind of the delivery process, and then we will go through some of the new features on the 2021 model year Model 3. So we're driving there now.
How's it looking, man?
Should we go for a drive?
Let's go for a drive.
All right. We are about to drive it for the first time. I have a confession to make. Even though I have a daily Tesla podcast, I have not yet driven a Tesla, which I think a lot of people are going to find shocking and maybe even be offended by to some extent. But I would say a couple things. So there are two reasons for it. The first of which is that I'm just weird and I wanted to save my first drive until I actually had my own Tesla. So I've been waiting for this for almost 5 years now. I first reserved a Model 3 back in March of 2016. So yeah, four and three quarters of a year. And I've just been waiting for this to drive my own Tesla. So I've obviously ridden in Teslas quite a bit, but I have not yet driven active choice there. And people might be like, oh, well, how are you investing in the company if you haven't experienced this product firsthand? And I would say that firsthand experience is important, but it's also really important to understand other people's perspectives and not overweight your own opinion on things. Because let's say I had a bad experience with Tesla for some reason, which, you know, I've read about people that have actually had bad experiences and that has stopped them from investing. I think it's more important to understand the aggregate experience and not overweight your own opinion. That doesn't apply to everything. I think there are complex things like full self-driving that you do kind of have to experience firsthand. But when it comes to an electric vehicle and the advantages of it, it's easy to understand that from reading, I think. So I have made up for not experiencing the product firsthand from a driving perspective, even though I've been in a car before, from the, you know, 10,000 hours that I've put in researching the company and reading a diverse set of people's perspectives. So I invested in Apple before I had an iPhone. I invested in Tesla before I drove a Model 3, but I think it's really important just to kind of understand what you're seeing playing out from other people's perspectives. So that is why I have not driven a Tesla. That's why it's okay. It is still good to get firsthand experience, which we're going to go ahead and do now. So first drive. I watched the tutorial videos last night. Shockingly, I don't know a ton about operating Teslas, even though I do have the podcast. But all right, so we're going to put it into drive here. Neutral first. I'll go a little bit harder on that. And then, yeah, nothing happens. We don't have creep on. So here we go. Wait, we got to turn on the music here, of course. This way, you think?
Yeah, that's best. Hop on the freeway.
My Tesla dealership. Store, not dealership. Ooh, there's the regen. Gonna have to get used to that.
How's it feel?
Oh, it feels so good. This is awesome. It's so smooth. I'm like adjusting. I can't wait to use autopilot. I can't wait to floor it. The car I'm coming from, 0 to 60, 14 seconds. I think we're at 4.4 on this before acceleration boost, which I may get.
I think if we take a right here at the stop sign, we'll hop right on the freeway and you can punch it.
Oh, man.
We won't bury the lead. We'll show you the full acceleration right away.
Heck yeah, we need to.
All right. And then just keep going right.
Oh, a regen. Gonna do one pedal driving here. Didn't use the brake. Such a pro. Should I go?
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome. We even got the curve in there. Something in the back went flying. My blinker is still on. All right, I fixed that. Speed limit's 55. We're going 60.
Zero to the speed limit.
Oh, that was so fun. My heart's like racing. Again, I'm not like a performance car driving type of person. Oh, that pulls so well. Oh, this is gonna be so fun.
Is the acceleration what you thought it was?
Or oh, yeah.
More?
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get off here. I don't want to go too far out of the way. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've driven in them or ridden in them before, so I have had some experience with it, but doing it yourself is a whole nother level. Yeah, definitely takes some getting used to with the regen. How long did that take you to kind of? I guess we'll go right here.
The regen, I found I really enjoyed the one pedal driving really quickly. The biggest adjustment or the thing that threw me about regen the most is after you get out of a Tesla and you get into a car that doesn't have regen, you're so used to your car stopping that you're either rolling in reverse and almost going to hit something, or else you're coming to a stop and you're expecting the car to stop and it just keeps moving. So it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love that. That's so nice. And I feel like not having creep on, I thought I would want creep, but that's just sitting here and like, I don't know why I would add it now.
The best part is no part, right? So yeah. Why have a brake if it just stops?
The best brake is no brake. Oh man. Just pulling away from a stoplight, not even like doing it quickly, it just feels so good. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy with this. Honda dealer. Guess we'll turn around here. And get back on the freeway. So I don't think autopilot's probably ready to go yet. Although it says it's ready. All right. So we're already calibrated. It doesn't know where we're going here, so. Do you think left is to the freeway?
Let's see. So yeah, we'll want to go on 41 North. So yeah, left. If we take a left here.
Joss, I'm pulling double duty. Filming, navigating, coaching. Yeah, autopilot didn't need to calibrate at all. I thought it would take a little bit. So that's a little chime there for the green light we heard.
Is this a... Okay, I thought it was a one-way.
I guess all these cars are turning. Stop here. That truck. Shame.
Rob's got this figured out, giving us some room.
We gotta give some room. Man, that's fun. Well,
can you give autopilot a demo?
Yeah, let's do it. Turn off my blinker first there. Do that double tap like a pro. You can really feel it, like, take control of the wheel when you do it. I didn't really understand that fully before. And then, so what do? We can change the max there with the right thumb button. I don't know the name for it. It's just so intuitive, like, first time driving it, so intuitive. Do you notice anything with the wind noise with the double pane glass?
That's a good point. So I've been driving the quarter three release of the Model Y, and it was the release before they did the double pane, and it's definitely, like, visibly extremely noticeable.
Phantom brake in, there we go. Nice first experience with that. Sorry, car behind us. I think it was not sure if it wanted to take the exit. We don't have any destination in, so I'm not sure if that would have been why. Should we exit?
Yeah, let's take this one. But it's extremely quiet. I mean, you had to mention it, so I would kind of pay attention to what it sounded like in here. And I think that just speaks to how quiet it is, that you don't notice the wind noise, so it's clearly doing its job.
Yeah, I mean, we were going 60 there, 58, and it was pretty good.
You still get that great acceleration noise.
We need to get straight there. This side looks cookie road, so.
You're right. Just go straight to the stop sign, I think.
Yeah, you definitely still hear the whir of the engine. This is the dual motor, or the engine.
Way.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Way.
The motor. The dual motors. This is where we got on, right?
Yeah, so go straight through the stop signs and then up to the next stop sign and then out left.
Yeah, I feel like I'm already used to the one pedal. Super smooth. There's no real glare on the dash for me from the white interior. Like, I think people probably have a little bit of concern on that, but it's a bright sunny day here. Chicago, I'm not seeing anything. Like, we've got our little delivery paper up there, but that's about it. Otherwise, definitely not anything distracting to me.
It looks extremely clean. The white bar looks...
Yeah, I wasn't really even sure awesome. If I would like the white. I figured I would probably wrap that, but it's not distracting. It looks pretty clean, like you said. Fits the vibe of the black and white. I like the center console. I don't know if you can get a shot of that at all. We're kind of tight quarters in here for filming, but I guess we can show...
Cue the B-roll.
Show that, yeah. Yeah. All right, did we drive by it, or is it just right up here?
One more stop sign up.
Okay.
I would, I'd say also, too, that they carry the matte black kind of how they do the siding. This is different. Like in the Model Y quarter three, it's piano black. Here, even down by the windows too. And it's like they carried the chrome to matte black, I guess.
Matte finish.
Yeah, matte finish.
So this was piano before?
Yeah, in the Model 3, or excuse me, the Model Y Q3, piano black. And it just has a, stepping from the old interior to the new interior, it just seems a lot more high-end, a lot better quality, more luxurious. It's a really clean aesthetic.
It is. Definitely happy with the configuration. Alright, so...
One word, Rob. How are you going to describe first Tesla drive?
Oh, man. One word. I'm so wordy normally, you know. Normally I get 10 minutes. I'll cheat and I'll use one phrase, but, you know, everything I expected. This is... You hear people talk about it, and as I just said before, driving, you know, that's, I think that's good enough to understand, but it really is, you know, what everyone says, it really is, everything I had hoped it would be. It just feels good, like, it just feels good to drive, and coming from a car that did not feel amazing to drive, it's just, it's nice. And that's the other thing about my own perspective, too, it's really limited, like, I haven't driven a lot of high-end cars, so... You know, my comparisons are not perfect, but yeah, man, that was fun. That was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to being able to do it from here on out. You know, this is probably no more gas for me. It'll be Teslas here on out, so it's really exciting.
One thing you can look forward to also is they say your Tesla is the worst the first day you get it, and it only gets better here. So.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how full self-driving progresses. Obviously, have the full self-driving package, and, looking forward to the beta getting further expanded and seeing how Tesla does. We had that phantom braking experience, not a great start, but still fun. You just gotta, you know, stay diligent, monitor it right now.
Awesome.
Alright, should we take a look at the new features for the 2021 version?
Let's check it out.
Alright, so we're gonna take a look at the new features for the 2021 model year, Model 3. So first one would be the power trunk. Works as expected. There's just a button right here if you want to come look at this Jossam. So that'll get it closed. Pretty basic. And obviously we've got the black trim. Chrome delete. Throughout, you've got it on the door handles, you've got it on the side repeater cameras. So then we've got the new aero wheels, which to me actually look pretty good. I may keep them on. And then I think these just snap off. I don't really know. We're gonna give it a shot here, I guess. I'm not going to do anything that I don't know how to do, so we'll look more on that. But I think underneath is still the same aero wheels as before. If we go in here in the glove box, we got our USB here. So that's new with this 2021 Model 3. New center console, so you got wireless charging up here. Put my phone there. You can see it just automatically goes. I have an iPhone 10, so there's just a little slider here. Push that all the way back, it'll stay. You've got maybe 9 inches of depth there to a foot of depth. And then that'll just slide back down, pretty slick. It's a little bit of dust here, but yeah, matte finish is nice.
And then they did the metal on the scrolling wheels?
Yeah, so yours would just be like a matte black there.
Yeah, plastic.
Yeah, and I think this maybe, that metal trim is that new as well.
For some reason, to me, the steering wheel looks a little bit different.
So we've got your Model Y there, so let's go compare that. And then let's look at the glass, because that's also something we can compare.
So you're able to kind of see from the top here. So this would be the new sort of double pane. I don't think that's technically the correct term for it. But you can see there are two panels there.
But you can see how it's just doesn't have that insulation layer. And visibly thinner.
So it does have the metal trim. It does seem a bit thicker. But other than that, I mean, it looks pretty similar to me. So I think those would be the big differences. I'm sure we're missing some things, but we've got it now, so we can keep looking at stuff. And, you know, any questions that you guys have, definitely happy to go through. Maybe we can do like a live stream and just kind of go through some of that stuff. Big truck going by, non-electric someday. Yeah, just want to, I guess, close with just saying thank you to everybody that has been so supportive of the podcast over the last few years, and definitely a milestone moment for me and also for the podcast. So I'm super excited. Also, thanks to Jossam for coming along, an early trip for us today, and it's taken a little bit longer than expected, but he's been super helpful, so just want to give him a shout out as well. And yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Ah!